Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Biden and Donald Trump have agreed to square off for two campaign debates, the first June 27th hosted by CNN and another September 10th debate with ABC News. Abortion, border security, and the economy will likely be top issues for voters. New data showing that the consumer price index is at 3.4%, lower than last month's reading. Prices for groceries, energy, and cars dipping, but rent and dining out remain high. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze has more.
While inflation is high, we are also seeing wages go up. And what this report today confirms is that wages have now been going up on average for a year higher than inflation. And basically what that means, people's paychecks are going up at a faster pace than inflation. That helps absorb at least some of these higher costs.
Slovakia's Prime Minister Robert Fico rushed to the hospital today after being shot several times in front of the local House of Culture, his aides calling it an assassination attempt. A suspect is in custody. This is ABC News. A bipartisan group of senators unveiling a roadmap, they say, for a development and potential regulation of artificial intelligence.
The mission of the bipartisan Senate AI Working Group was laid out by Chairman Chuck Schumer of New York at its first meeting in September.
To do everything we can to come up with legislation that will make the world with AI a better place than it is today.
Now the panel is encouraging a $32 billion increase in funding for AI innovation. But it also recognizes the technology's potential for harm, including the creation of deepfakes and the displacement of humans in the workplace. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
An apology from Bumble, the dating app, calling one of its new ads a mistake. That ad said, quote, "You know full well a vow of celibacy is not the answer." Critics say it shamed women for not being sexually active and mocked celibacy as a lifestyle. And a miniature poodle named Sage won Best in Show at the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A beautiful day today under sunny skies with high temperatures soaring to the low 70s. Winds become a bit breezy overnight tonight and clouds thicken as showers and thunderstorms roll in for tomorrow. It'll be a darker and damper day. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Currently, it's 64.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newbert. An hours-long standoff in Fond du Lac on Tuesday. Ted Aylin has an update.
Police first headed to a Fleet Farm responding to a 34-year-old man who police say was flashing what appeared to be a law enforcement badge while walking around the store. When police encountered the man, he took off and was spotted climbing an exterior ladder to the roof of the International Paper Building. After 6 hours of negotiations, a SWAT team headed to the roof of the building to take the man into custody. He was then hospitalized for further medical evaluation.
We'll be hearing more today about the plan from Governor Tony Evers on bringing faster internet to people in Wisconsin. The governor's task force on broadband access is meeting to unveil its annual report. Evers created the task force to map the course to install faster internet across both rural Wisconsin and the state's cities. Wisconsin has spent millions of dollars on broadband projects so far. I'm Raymond Neupert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select AK System battery tool sets. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. Offer valid on select AK System sets for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details. Getting ready to take on spring? Create your own outdoor oasis with legendary Steel tools. From mowers and blowers to trimmers and more, count on Steel to get it done this spring. Right now, save $30 on the American-made FS56 RCE trimmer. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. The FS56 RCE is made in America of U.S. and global materials. Offer valid for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details.
You're driving down the road, minding your own business, when suddenly you've entered the crash zone. Better call JKO Auto Body of Durand. JKO Auto Body will bring your vehicle back from the crash zone with factory replacement parts so your vehicle will look brand new, and they work with all insurance companies. JKO Auto Body also has a loaner car available while they repair your vehicle. So when you've entered the crash zone, call JKO Auto Body, Madison Street, Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand, Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand, Healthcare Your Way. Find out more at provisions.health. Anabas Silo, your Coyote Tractor and Toro dealers, Durand, and Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. Mondovi residents may soon be allowed to drive golf carts on city streets. At last night's council meeting, members discussed the possibility of allowing golf carts on city streets. Some council members were concerned about how the carts would be identified in case of accidents and that the owners should have insurance. The council voted to direct City Administrator Locken to write a draft ordinance for the council to review at the next meeting. One person was injured when they were hit by a BNSF train in the town of Trempealeau on Monday afternoon. According to the Trempealeau County Sheriff's Department, the BNSF Railroad reported that one of its trains had hit a pedestrian and that had been walking between the set of tracks near mile marker 321 in the Trempealeau Wildlife Area. After a search by authorities and BNSF employees, the 74-year-old male was found with a broken left arm. He was transported to the hospital. Menominee's police and fire departments are celebrating their biggest gifts ever. The Robert B. Wiggin Family Trust Monday gave the fire department and police department $100,000 each. Menominee's police department says the generosity of the gift will echo through the halls of our departments for years to come. Neither the police department nor the fire department have said how they plan to use the money. Both departments are expected to take some time to come up with some ideas. The Goodhue County Sheriff's Department will now have body cameras for its deputies. The Sheriff's Department stated it used a one-time funding from Minnesota's budget surplus last year to purchase 68 cameras. Officials say the cameras cost $370,000 in total. Mayor Mike Johnson says the body cams will not arrive until the end of May. He says there'll be enough cameras for all sworn officers and half of the detention center staff, with enough to handle two of the four shifts. An elementary school teacher accused of inappropriate behavior with a student has resigned. School officials in Hudson say 24-year-old teacher Madison Bergman tendered her resignation from Rivercrest Elementary. She was arrested after a student's parents came forward with alleged sexually charged text messages between Bergman and their son. As promised, Republicans in the Wisconsin Senate shot down a slew of Governor Evers' vetoes. Republicans overrode 9 vetoes from the governor, including vetoes that scuttled a PFAS cleanup plan and that tied up millions of dollars for hospitals in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. In regards to the hospital money, 31st State Senator Jeff Smith said in a statement, "The funding is available right now despite disagreement over the details." He said, "We're inches away from having $15 million available, but Wisconsin Republicans wanted to travel a mile-long political gauntlet to come back to where we are at today," he said. Smith went on to say, "This all-or-nothing approach leaves all of the Chippewa Valley with nothing at all." Yesterday's vote, however, was entirely for show. Republicans in the state assembly do not have enough votes to follow suit to override the governor. You're listening to WRDN News.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on 2 multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
The Durand, Arkansas School Board will be meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include the board reorganization, the setting of the school breakfast and lunch prices for the next school year, and discussion and possible action on the renewal of the agreement with the city of Durand for the school resource officer. Tonight's meeting begins at 6 p.m. in the boardroom at Durand, Arkansas High School. A Trempealeau County man charged in connection with breaking into a Blair home New Year's Day has reached a plea agreement with prosecutors. Blair police accused Sean Gill with entering a home on Taft Street New Year's Day, causing thousands of dollars of damage. He also attempted to break into 2 other homes. Now, Gill was shot by the 3rd homeowner. Gill was charged with attempted arson, burglary, and criminal damage to property. The plea deal requires Gill to complete a 40-month diversion agreement. He must write an apology to each of his victims, pay nearly $19,000 in restitution, and not drink alcohol or drug use. In exchange, he'll not serve any additional jail time and will be eligible for his record to be expunged after probation. The man who threatened to shoot up the Chippewa County Courthouse is now in the state mental health hospital. Court records show that 40-year-old Harley Akela has been committed. He was arrested last May after he threatened to shoot up the courthouse because of a custody dispute involving his daughter. Police say he didn't have any weapons on him when he was arrested. Akela is due back in court in July. 2 teens were injured in an ATV accident north of Dallas on Sunday. According to the Barron County Sheriff's Department, a 16-year-old from Hillsdale lost control of an ATV on the trail, causing the ATV to roll and throwing both the driver and a passenger off. The 16-year-old driver was taken to Mayo Hospital in Barron with serious injuries, while a 19-year-old passenger was med-flighted to an Eau Claire hospital with critical injuries. The president of the University of Wisconsin says he's disappointed with how UW-Milwaukee's chancellor ended his campus protests. President Jay Rothman said yesterday he's looking into the agreement that Milwaukee Chancellor Mark Moen signed over the weekend to bring an end to the pro-Palestinian protests there. Rothman did not say just what part of the agreement he's upset with, but did say that the university must remain, quote, viewpoint neutral, unquote, when dealing with protesters. UW-Milwaukee's agreement calls for a ceasefire in Gaza and calls on Israel to release Palestinians that are being held in jail. Protesters promised to end their campus encampment and did not disrupt this weekend's graduation in exchange for the university's support. You're listening to WRDN News.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across Western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for Western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
An unusual speed checkpoint in southeast Wisconsin. Police in the Washington County village of Jackson had an officer sitting on the side of the road, but not in a squad car, in a chair holding a radar gun. The department said in its Facebook post that several drivers who usually look for the squad car along the side of the road never noticed the officer in the chair. The cop in a chair method led to 14 issued warnings for speeding by Jackson Police. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Wenikins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A beautiful day today under sunny skies with high temperatures soaring to the low 70s. Winds become a bit breezy overnight tonight and clouds thicken as showers and thunderstorms roll in for tomorrow. It'll be a darker and damper day. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Currently, it's 64.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
The entire 2024 NFL regular season schedule releasing tonight with some leaks already taking place and more to come throughout the day. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Packers will open their season against the Eagles in Brazil. Aaron Rodgers and the Jets will open on Monday Night Football, taking on San Francisco in a Week 1 road game. Brewers edged the Pirates 4-3 at AmFam Field last night to even that series at a game apiece. Sal Frelick clubbed a 2-run homer in the Brewers' 4-run second.
Felt great. All my homers are usually accidents, so I'm not up there trying to say I'm going to hit a homer, but I think they're thrown, and I think he threw a homer pitch for me, so it was good to get one.
Two teams wrap up with a day game today. The Brewers placing Rhys Hoskins on the 10-day injured list with a hamstring injury. They recalled Owen Miller from AAA. Fox Sports Radio host Doug Gottlieb is the new head men's basketball coach at the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay. He's never coached at the college level and will continue hosting his radio show as well.
Are you interested in the job? And I said, of course. I was like, could I still do my radio show? We had a good discussion about it. And the basic one, I think it helps the radio show. I think it helps the basketball program as well. The part that's hard is that it's two jobs in one. The difference for me, and we can get to this further, is I've been doing 7 jobs anyway for several years. So this is going to be way easy.
Doug Gottlieb on the Inside Wisconsin podcast. UW Green Bay will introduce him at a 10 a.m. news conference today. NBA playoffs last night. Denver moved a win away from the Western Conference Finals, knocking off Minnesota 112-97. In the East, Jalen Brunson poured in 44 and dished out 7 assists. assist to lead the Knicks to a 121-91 victory over Indiana at a 3-2 series lead. The AHL's best-of-five Central Division Finals face off tonight in Milwaukee, where the Admirals host Grand Rapids. Midwest League last night, Wisconsin knocked off Beloit 7-3. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
A milestone moment for Allgaier. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The NASCAR All-Star Race is coming back to racing's historic roots. The iconic North Wilkesboro Speedway will play host as an ultra-competitive field, attacks an action-packed short track. And with a million-dollar bag on the line, NASCAR superstars will put on a show you won't want to miss. The NASCAR Cup Series All-Star Race at North Wilkesboro. Brought to you by Xfinity. Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern on FS1.
Junior Motorsports driver Justin Allgaier will have an extra week to celebrate his milestone win last week at the Darlington Raceway, as the NASCAR Xfinity Series is off this weekend. Allgaier won last Saturday, his 24th career victory, which ties him for 10th on the series' all-time win list, with his team owner, Dale Earnhardt Jr.
I hope at some point that maybe some younger generation tries to match my number, right? I really do. But at the same time, now the goal is 25. I think for me, the cool part about this one is that it's somebody that I'm very close with and somebody that I respect a lot, and I see him every day.
The Xfinity cars return to the track on May 25th at the Charlotte Motor Speedway. For more, see MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Backyard chickens can be very rewarding, but you also need to deal with the manure they leave behind. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Good manure management will reduce flies and odor as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
A single hen can produce nearly 70 pounds of manure per year. Multiply that by a few more chickens in the backyard, and you really have to be on top of knowing how to handle it. David Frame is an extension poultry specialist at the University of Utah. He says properly composting the coop litter, which includes the bedding and the manure, is a very efficient way to manage it.
You don't ever want to just take litter out of a coop and then just pile it in the corner of your lot somewhere, because then it becomes a fly hazard and things like that. The proper composting to be able to put on the garden is the real key here. It does give a great compost to the garden. There's no doubt about it. And there's various ways you can do that.
For example, put the poultry litter in an open-ended box so you can turn it with a pitchfork as it's composting. There are four main components that must be in the mixture. If they aren't there, you'll just have a rotting pile. They are carbon, which is the bedding, nitrogen, which comes from the feces, and you also need adequate moisture and aeration.
You contain it in a place like that. You add water. If it looks like a mud ball in your hand, it's too much water. Then the other point is you've got to aerate it. So you take your pitchfork and you turn that thing every few days.
The way you know when you've done it right is that it'll heat up.
And you want that heat to occur because it kills any kind of bacteria that might be in the litter. And also, if you get it up high enough, it'll kill the weed seeds.
Another option is to house chickens in a movable coop or a chicken run. Just move them to another area when the manure starts to build up. Chickens get a fresh place to graze, and you'll get free fertilizer for the yard. Learn more about poultry manure management at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha! Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Why is Navage perfect for allergy sufferers? Rhino Systems Medical Director Dr. Howard Levine explains.
If someone's exposed to allergens, they can get rid of those immediately by washing out the nose. Navage works by pulling saline in one nostril, through the nose and out the other nostril, sucking out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs. Experience on-the-spot relief so you could breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier.
Navage is available at Sam's Club, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or online at Navage.com. Navage, breathe easy.
Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with this midday market update. At the Mercantile Exchange, double-digit losses in the milk markets. June down 44 to 2042, July down 18 to 1973, August down 13 to 1937, September down 15, also at 1937. Meanwhile, cheese markets were steady heading into the midday as blocks were at 192 and three quarters, now down a quarter. Barrels steady at 206, two trade a barrel and three trade a block on the day. Dry weigh up one to 39.5, no trades on the day. Meanwhile, at the Mercantile Exchange and the livestock markets, live and feeder cattle markets moving mostly higher, kind of been a two type of trade, a combination of some profit taking, but then short covering kicks in. The trade's still watching those cash markets. Hogs moving mostly lower as the midday pork cutout values look to be lower. That's pressuring prices as well. June live cattle up 15 cents to 178.32. August up 45 cents to 176.57. October up 25 cents to 179.60. May feeder cattle steady at 243.27. August up 45 cents to 256.12. September up 62 cents to 257.25. June hogs down $1.05 to 97.27. July down 25 cents to 100.67, and August down 17 cents to 99.72. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets moving mostly lower. Wheat also moving mostly lower. Now a little bit of profit taking happening in the markets. Also some nice planting weather for some parts of the corn and soybean belt, helping to pressure corn markets. Soybeans meanwhile mostly higher, as there are other areas of the soybean belt that are still too wet and are going to receive more rain, and that is delaying the soybean planting in those areas. July corn down 5.5 to 462, September down 4.75 to 473.25, new crop down 4.5 to 486.5, July beans up 3.5 to 1218, August up 2.75 to 1221, new crop up 1.5 to 1206.5, July soybean meal down 220 to 371.10, July soybean oil up 77 cents to 44.17, Chicago wheat July down 7.75 to 664.75, September down 8 to 685.25, Minneapolis wheat July down 8 at 725.25. Energy markets today are higher. June crude oil up 41 cents to 78.43, July up 39 cents to 78.04. June and July gas both up 3 cents, June at 248, July at 247. Join Chip Fleury for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with our number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Did you know that NASA and U.S. agriculture have worked together for decades? We'll explain coming up.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
The National Aeronautics and Space Administration, more commonly known as NASA, made an appearance at the 2024 Washington Watch event in Washington, D.C. with farm broadcasters. Brad Dorn is the agricultural lead with NASA and talks about how NASA and agriculture fit together.
Yeah, NASA's been involved in Earth observations specifically for agriculture since the early 70s. And if you include weather, that was our first foray into Earth observations was the early weather satellites. And so really, agriculture's been at the heart of really driving a lot of Earth observations from our satellites and the tools that we have. And it continues today. If you look at our fleet of 28 or so satellites, most of those observations have some relevance to weather, the water cycle, key things that are very important to the producers out there.
He says NASA's satellites are also used in managing other aspects of agriculture.
How do we manage nitrogen better so that we understand water quality better? How do we assess water quality? We've been supporting USDA for 5 decades with the WASDE report, helping NAS in their statistics, and continue to do that. We've supported the U.S. Drought Monitor as long as the U.S. Drought Monitor has existed.
Dorn says that the agency's observations are continuing to expand.
But now there's new things, too, we're observing. I know in your part of the world, you know, this whole issue of a lot more smoke, a lot more fires. What's the impact does that have on our crops? And so understanding and trying to assess that, one of the key observations that we have for those types of things are from space.
That's Brad Dorn, culture lead with NASA. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer-owned, community-minded, Synergy Co-op.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. USDA will unveil initial funding opportunities for its novel Assisting Specialty Crop Exports Initiative. The announcement will be delivered by Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agriculture Affairs, Alexis Taylor, during an event on May 17th, this Friday, at UW Stout in Menominee. The initiative will underscore the USDA's initiative to fostering a more robust and diverse marketplace for American agriculture producers and businesses, both domestically and internationally. Wisconsin 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden recently held a roundtable discussion to talk about health care in rural America. At the roundtable, he announced the introduction of the Rural Health Care Revitalization Act of 2024. The bill would permit states to request and, if approved, receive waivers to bypass restrictions on establishing a new medical facility in the event of a small hospital that closes in the region. Not having accessible health care options cannot become the new normal for rural Wisconsin, Van Norden said, and one of the reasons in sponsoring that bill. Senator Michael Bennett of Colorado and Chris Coons of Delaware, along with 24 of their colleagues, called on the Senate Appropriations Committee to fully fund agricultural conservation programs in the fiscal year 2025 funding bill. Land-based mitigation measures in agriculture, forestry, and other land use sectors represent some of the most important options available for large-scale emission reductions and the removal and storage of carbon dioxide at scale, the senators wrote in a letter to Appropriations Committee leadership. We need strong investments in USDA's natural resource conservation staff and resources to support farmers, ranchers, and foresters to help mitigate and adapt to climate change, they said. The senators want full farm bill funding for the programs that provide technical and planning assistance to farmers and help producers across the country manage their working lands more sustainably. U.S. sales of certified organic products approached $70 billion in 2023. That's a new record for the sector. Dollar sales for the American organic marketplace hit $69.7 billion last year, up 3.4%. That, according to a 2024 organic industry survey released by the Organic Trade Association. Despite price inflation seen throughout the retail sector, consumers still looked for the USDA organic label in good numbers. The organic marketplace recalibrated its supply chain and reconciled the cost of doing business in part with increased retail pricing. Produce held its spot as the largest organic category in 2023, continuing to be the primary point of entry for consumers into the organic market. In 2023, the produce category grew by 2.6% to $20.5 billion. There's a lot of work to be done when planting finally finishes. The temptation may be to let it sit there until next season. Planter experts say that could mean a risk of problems, though, next spring. For your planter to run at peak performance, efficiency, and accuracy, what you do now to properly store it is just as important, if not more important, than how you prepare for planting next spring. That, according to Brad Niestedt, lead product specialist with Kinsey. He offered a checklist, which includes storing the planter in a sheltered area if possible. Moisture and planters are not a good combination. Plus, the trade-in value is much better if you keep it inside. Remove all dirt and trash wrapped on sprockets or shafts. Any residue will draw moisture and cause corrosion. Make sure to clean the drive chains and coat them with rust preventative spray or remove and submerge them in oil. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Clouds will be on the increase throughout the day today in our ag weather forecast. Now, relative humidities will once again be in the 30% range, but another storm system beginning to move into the region will begin to cause showers late tonight and into Thursday. Partly sunny throughout the day today, highs 68 to 73, relative humidities at 32 to 37%. Southeast winds at 5 to 10. We'll see about 10 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy early, then becoming cloudy with a 50% chance of showers and storms. Lows 50 to 55, relative humidities at 87 to 92%. Southwest winds at 10 to 15, anywhere from 2/10 to 3/10 of an inch of precipitation possible. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a 70% chance of showers and storms, high 66 to 71, relative humidities at 51 to 56%, southwest winds at 6 to 11, shifting to the west. We'll see anywhere from a trace to 5/100 of an inch of precipitation, 6 hours of sunshine expected. For Friday, mostly sunny, highs 75 to 80. Saturday, sunshine, another chance of a shower or storm, highs 80 to 85. Sunday, mostly sunny, a slight chance of a shower, highs 75 to 80. For Monday, partly sunny, another chance of a shower or storm, highs once again 75 to 80.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
A beauty from South Alabama. Her daddy had a heart like a 9-pound hammer. Think he even did a little time in the slammer. What was I thinking? She snuck out one night and met me by the front gate. Her daddy came out waving that 12-gauge. We tore out the drive, he peppered my tailgate. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might be. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? What was I thinking? By the county line, the cops are nipping on our heels. Pulled off the road and kicked it in four wheels. Shut off the lights and tore through a cornfield. What was I thinking? Out the other side, she was hollering faster. Took the dirt road, had the radio blasting. Hit the honky-tonk for a little close dancing. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might be. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? Oh.
with a born to kill tattoo. Tried to cut in, I knocked out his front tooth. We ran outside, hood sliding like Bo Duke. What was I thinking? I finally got her home at a 2:30. Later, daddy's in a lawn chair sitting on the driveway. Put it in park as he started my way. What was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? That you gave a come and get me grin, and like a bullet we were gone again. Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might be. I know what I was feeling. Yeah, I know what I was feeling. What was I thinking?
She's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand. And take it easy. Well, I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona, such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me. So come on, baby, don't say baby. I got to know if your sweet love's gonna save me. Never be here again. So open up, I'm climbing in. Take it easy. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels make you crazy. Come on, baby, don't say baby. I got to know if your sweet love is gonna save me.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Usually so
shots are pretty good for bad goodbyes. I got some girls off of my mind, but baby, not tonight. 'Cause I've been putting in overtime, trying to get over your leaving. You're still right here on my mind. You sure did a number on me.
Two night stays, checking in and out, meeting strangers in the lobby, waking up and leaving town the next day. But love ain't. And whiskey's poured for when you're bored and alone on Friday night, when you wanna lose yourself and need a place to hide from all the pain. But love ain't. Love ain't. Dark. That sad song, it was written just to try and get your heart to break. But love ain't. Love ain't you on a sidewalk in your new dress all alone. Love ain't you calling me 'cause he ain't picking up his phone. The way you're talking sounds like he's somebody you should hate. He can only show you what love is.
Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Nothing wrong, but there ain't nothing right. Try to figure it out, boy, you're wasting your time.
All it takes is a tender moment, a loving word or the touch of your hand. What she needs is a tender moment.
Let her know you'll always be her man.
That's the kind of thing a woman understands.
Truck. I couldn't turn it off fast enough.